Good morning and welcome to today's podcast, a brief daily podcast offering words for the wise and the otherwise. I'm Scott Brenner and today is November 9th, 2004. I chose today's word because I see it misused all over the blogosphere. The word is soliloquy. Dave Weiner used the term in an October 1st, 2004 post. I think he's a pretty bright guy, but I don't think he used the term correctly. I heard an Adam Curry critic use it to describe the Daily Source Code. Definitely not a soliloquy. And if you Google blog soliloquy, you get 24,000 results. The word's all over the place. I read through a lot of definitions on the internet and in print before I put together today's podcast, and they all gave roughly the same meaning. I'll offer the definition from my OED since it gave the shortest, clearest definition. Soliloquy, a noun, an act of speaking one's thoughts aloud when alone, regardless of hearers, especially in a play. In short, talking to yourself. A great example is Hamlet's To Be or Not to Be. Now, at first you may think, yep, that's a podcast or a blog, but Hamlet wasn't talking to anybody but himself. Podcasts, on the other hand, definitely have an audience. So do blogs. Certainly Dave and Adam have an audience. I heard 50,000 listeners for the DSC. While they are speaking one's thoughts aloud, they are definitely directing their thoughts to us, the audience. They aren't talking to themselves. Now, based on the server logs, this podcast is probably a soliloquy. If it isn't, if you find it kind of interesting or entertaining, please email me at scott@todayspodcast.com or call me at 435-514-4859 and let me know what you think. You can find a little more information on soliloquies at todayspodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and please introduce your friends to podcasting and maybe to todayspodcast.com.